Hi everyone, this is Sean Xia here. Welcome to Business Psychology. Today I want to teach you a very important and powerful psychological tip to help you get your customers buy from you willingly and happily. I'm going to demonstrate this by using this tip on my daughter who is playing computer games right now, and I'll get her to do her homework willingly. Watch how I do this. Be very, very attentive. Hey Grace, what are you doing? Do you know that you should do your homework? Do you know that homework is good for you? I think you shouldn't play computer games anymore. Stop playing. Okay, come. Give this to me. Guys, as you can see from the first demonstration, the method doesn't work. Nagging at the person doesn't work. Trying to explain why homework is important doesn't work. Trying to explain why your product is so good doesn't work. What works? Let me show you the correct way of doing it. Hi Grace, what are you doing?
Playing computer games.
Oh, that looks really fun. Can I play with you? Alright, let's play. Okay guys, so after playing for a while, this is what you do. Hey Grace, is this fun?
Yes.
Would you like to continue to play the game after you finish your homework?
Yes.
Okay, great, great, great. Quickly go and finish your homework and then we can play a few more rounds, okay?
Yay!
And there we have it. So what's the lesson behind this? So guys, as you can see, when you try to impose what you want for your customers, you feel that they need something, you try to actually convince them there's something that they actually need to buy from you, it becomes very salesy. It becomes you're on both sides of the war. Meaning you say you're fighting against your customer to try to understand what you're thinking about. Don't do that. Instead, become a friend with your customers. Understand their desires. What is it that they want instead of what you want for them? So for example, for my kids, I want them to do homework. I want them to have a healthy lifestyle. But what they want is to play computer games. Now, when you speak their language, understand what they want and start to be a friend to them and really like play games together with them. And in terms like a parent, to play games together with them, enjoy together with them. And then later, that's where you can introduce your idea of why don't we continue to play the game that you want after you finish your homework. What I did was very simple. I focused on what my kids want. So as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, focus on what your clients want. Now, your clients do not want to buy slimming pills. Your clients do not want to buy exercise machine or exercise package. What they want, what they really want, is to look healthy, is to feel healthy, is to look good in front of their friends. So go deeper to what they really want. And that's where you focus on this. Who you like to be slim, who you like to be healthy, who you like to be admired by different people. That's where I can help you achieve this. You just need to maybe take a certain set of supplements. Maybe you need to start exercising, but focus on what they want instead of what you want to sell to them. So the key psychological tip is this. Find out what your customers want, speak their language, help them achieve what they want, and help them remove the obstacles. What you have to offer to them is a solution to that, and that's where it's easier to turn followers into customers instead of you becoming salesy by pushing your ideas onto them. So I do hope you have learned something today. Comment below on whether this works. Go and test it on your kids, your wife, your husband, and let's see whether you get it. Of course, you got to practice this, but importantly, understand what your clients, what your kids, and what the people around you want, and that's where be a friend and introduce your ideas. I'll see you in the next video on business psychology.